This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There have been some cool temps with a couple of days punctuated with some warmer temps, but we're still moving indoors now and need to think about those partially used pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides that may have been used over the season. Storing your chemicals safely is crucial. First thing, which is just common sense, leave those chemicals in their original containers. If their labels have started to come off, make sure you know what's in them. Use a Sharpie and write it on the container. By the way, it's actually illegal to transfer those chemicals into anything else. If you can't remember what the chemical was, then dispose of it properly. Now for storage. Find an area away from heat, freezing temperatures, and sunlight, preferably up off the floor about 4 feet. That's for curious toddlers and pet protection. Take a quick inventory of what chemicals you have. Then you won't be rushing out next spring and buy something you already have. If you've got chemicals in dispensers, it's best to use them up according to directions. Then rinse out your sprayers and allow them to drip dry. For liquids, you don't want them to freeze. They'll lose their punch. Granulars don't want to get wet. They lose their punch. If you've got an attached garage and the room to store them, it's probably the best spot. By the way, a few words of wisdom for transporting your chemicals from store to home. Keep them in separate bags in the trunk. Those plastic bags that don't ever break down are the best things to keep those chemicals in. I've told you about the vehicle I had with a lovely tie-dye look to the trunk where my new container of bleach leaked and rolled around. I kind of felt like I was driving a washer around for quite a while. At least my trunk was bacteria-free. I do check the caps on those products now, just to be safe. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.